Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, as we do always on Monday evening, trying to keep you abreast of what's really going on financially in the world today. And I would simply point out that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. Probably no better place is that exemplified than an article I read just now in the New York Times, came out a couple of days ago, talking about the latest statistics and how great they were. After all, this last month, in much of May, we only lost 345,000 jobs, and that was really so much better than the month before that, when we'd lost 540,000 jobs. Of course, they forgot that the previous month, when it came out, that was in April, the figures showed about 360,000 jobs were lost, and now they upgraded to 540, and now they tell us, boy, it's a lot better now because it's only 345,000 in comparison with 540 last month, but they forgot that they adjusted those figures from last month. And then, of course, what they really need to do is point out we're making new jobs. Well, they insist we're at the bottom of the cycle. Things are going to start up now because, of course, we're losing less jobs than we did before, but we're not creating new jobs. You're not at the bottom of the cycle. Before you begin to create a lot of new jobs, and you're creating more new jobs and you're losing jobs. But you see, well, if you control the media, you can make people believe almost anything you want to, and that's really what they do. They can make you believe that black is white, that tall is short, that fat is thin, that good is bad, and there are an awful lot of people out there who accept it because they read it in the newspaper without ever stopping to think that we're a long way from the bottom of this recession. It's not beginning to improve. Certainly it's going to be with us for a long time. More people are losing their jobs. 345,000 people lost their jobs last month. We're up over 9.4% in unemployment rate, and the reset, as Bob I'm sure will tell you, is a gross understatement, intentionally designed to confuse you about how bad things really are. And, of course, they're going to get a lot worse because everything that the Treasury and the Federal Reserve are doing today is designed to make things worse, but they can't let you know that. They've got to make you think they're doing everything they can to solve the problem. But if they solved the problem, there would not be chaos. There would not be a demand for a new world order. And that, of course, is exactly what this is all about, which is why they precipitated this whole financial scenario at this time in history. Bob Chapman, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, you're welcome, and it's nice to be here this evening.
Why don't you pick up the story and give us your impression of the latest economic statistics, which are trying to convince us that we're now at the bottom, we're probably at the bottom, we may be at the bottom, but things may be looking up.
Well, I don't think they're really looking up. I don't think they're going to look up for a long time. And what you're seeing is a reduction in the minus side of GDP. It was 6 3/8 minus in the fourth quarter, 5.7% minus in the first quarter. Looks like probably a 4% in the third quarter. And it should stay there for the remainder of the year. And then I think next year because of the stimulus that's been planned.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Bob Chapman. All right, Bob, you're just saying that you think because of the stimulus that has been planned that perhaps the gross domestic product will not fall quite as much in the year 2011?
Yes. I think that stimulus could bring the GDP minus down to even during the second and third quarters of next year. The only thing is that I now understand that our president is planning to expedite that plan by moving some of the, quote, action into this year, because he said that he's going to create 600,000 jobs and that he's already created 160,000. And we know that is untrue. Our president, like most everybody in Wall Street and in banking, in insurance, corporate America, and in Washington, lies. And so it's the same as the unemployment figures, which you explain. A different way of explaining is that U6, which is government produced, is 16.4% unemployment. U6 includes a thing called the birth-death ratio, which allows government to create as many jobs as they see fit in small and medium-sized businesses that don't exist. In other words, it's a method of fudging the figures. And if you take and do away with the birth-death ratio, and you go back to the 1980 formula of figuring the numbers out, you'll find that unemployment is 20.2% now. And U6 contains short-term unemployment, those who don't get any checks anymore from the state for being unemployed, and the part-time workers, and those who are discouraged. And if you put that all together, you find that it's really a true reflection of what is really going on. And so I think that the president can come up with any figures that he wants to. Any figures that he wants to. And so it will be the way he wants it to be.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment, Bob. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob was just talking about the unemployment figures. They tell us it's 9.4%, but then there is something called the U6, and the U6 is the unemployment, and this is the people who are suddenly are either aren't getting the unemployment checks any longer. In other words, they've run out of their unemployment benefits. They have given up. They've been unemployed for so long. They've had to take jobs that are basically pay far less than it did before. They're only working part-time. And then they have something called the birth-death ratio, which allows them to fudge the figures. And there's an old adage that says that figures don't lie, but liars can figure, and they all work for the government. And so they're coming up with figures to make you feel better. The official government figures for you two now is 16.2%, but according to Bob, it's really about 20.2%?
20.2%.
All right, fine. So you pick the story up there. So basically,
and, you know, they continue to do the same thing with the CPI figures, which are the inflation figures, and they're calling it somewhere around 2-3% or something like that, when in fact the figure is still around 9% because of the increase in food prices, and now we're getting increases in the production of petroleum products. And they have gotten a break here recently from the diminution. There's been a slight retrenchment in rents, which make up 31% of the CPI. In other words, what can you rent your house for, if you can believe that? And so those figures are all skewed. I think if you look at the monetization, the loans, the commitments, and you look at the increase in money supply, you find that it has to be somewhere in the 9 to 10% area. The M3, which is no longer published, hasn't been for over 3 years now, is running around 18%. Well, if you get an 18% in the old M3 figure, you've got to have something at least in the 9 to 10% area of inflation. You've got monetization, which is highly inflationary. The U.S. government, before the end of September, along with the Fed, will be creating new money and credit out of thin air of approximately $2.2 trillion. Now, that's going to go directly into the economy, and it's going to cause inflation. And then you have all of the loans and grants and flow-throughs that have been created out of TARP and these other programs that they've got. And all the commitments add up to about $14.8 trillion. And so who's going to stand there and tell me that there's not going to be any inflation? Who's going to stand there and tell me the stock market and the bond market can stand up under that? Of course they can't. Interest rates have already started to move higher, and it's only a matter of time before the market goes back down and tests its bottom. And every time gold and silver stick their heads up, then the government comes in and tries to bash them, with the assistance, of course, of the commercials on the COMEX. And so I think gold and silver are going to triumph in a big way as a result of what's going on over the next 2 to 3 years due to hyperinflation. And there's no way they can avoid it. And that's why foreigners are not buying as much dollar-denominated investments, because they don't want to have the dollar. They're selling it. And that's why the dollar's coming down from 89.5 on the USDX. It's around 80 right now. And it'll go to 71.18 and test it. And sometime, you know, over the next year, it'll break it. And eventually, I think it'll go to 40. And that's if we're lucky. It's just like the Dow going to 4,000, if we're lucky.
Well, you know, I think it's really very important for our listeners to understand the bond market. Now, the bond market's about 10 times larger than the stock market. Although we always talk about the stock market, but the bonds are what are bought by sophisticated investors, treasury bills, treasury bonds, but the corporate bonds. And, of course, these are directly related to the interest rates. And, of course, when the interest rates go up, why, the price of the bonds falls. And, of course, because they're really desperate to try to get people to buy our treasury bonds, because people are not going to buy the bonds, especially foreigners, when they see the value of the dollar falling, why invest in a bond denominated in dollars when you're going to get paid back in dollars that are of less value? So aren't the bond prices, bond interest rates really going up? And doesn't this really threaten the stability of the bond market?
It certainly does. And I've got a projection now within 3 years, and probably more like 2 years, the 10-year Treasury note, which closed today at 3.85%, which we said when it was 2.35 at the beginning of the year would go to 3.50, which it did a couple of weeks ago. I expected it to take longer, but it hasn't. It's gone more quickly. And I expect that because of what's going on worldwide in this crowding out process where governments are desperately trying to raise money, it's going to continue because they're all having revenue shortfalls to offset, you know, their fiscal costs. And so what's going to happen is that interest rates are going higher, and I see the 10-year Treasury note at 7.75% to 8%. And I made this kind of prediction in 1991 and in 1991 and 92 and 93, that rate moved up and the 30-year was 8.375%, which was exactly what I had predicted, which really was incredible. It even surprised me. And so if you translate that over to the 10-year T-note, then you should have around 7.75% to 8%. And so that's where I think it's headed. That means that the real estate, both residential and commercial, are going lower. I saw Gary Schilling come out with an estimate today, and he's talking about another larger depreciation in value of residential. He's talking, I had called a median loss, and this is throughout the whole country, of a 35% max. And he says it's 41% now. And he thinks it's going to somewhere between 50 and 60%. This is median. This isn't the former 30 hot cities. I mean, what are they going to go out, 65 or 70 or 75? I mean, you know, the 30-year fixed rate right now is 5.45, and that has jumped on the T-bill rate from 3.57 last Wednesday when they took that figure, the 30-year figure. The T-bill rate, which it's based on, moved up from 5.57 to 85. Which is around 30 points. When you add 30 points onto 545, you get 575. And it's very possible you could have a 575 30-year fixed up from 4.5 to 3/4 a month ago. And I told all the subscribers, the minute they give you those rates, take them, because they're not going to stay there. They'll be gone by June. And they were gone. And so there's so many people who are not going to be able to qualify that there's no hope of the housing market going higher for years and years and years.
And of course, I think the significant thing is that the interest on the treasury bills goes up, so the interest on housing mortgages goes up. And as housing mortgage interest goes up, it becomes increasingly difficult for people to have the money or to be able to afford to buy a home, or certainly an expensive home. Would that be, that's a fair appraisal?
Right. And you got this overhang, these meatheads in the industry of creating houses. They cut back 80.4% in production of homes, but they got to stop altogether. I mean, you've got a 12-month inventory in used homes. I mean, who are they going to sell them to? They've got to be crazy. And we're still short the home builders. And so then we'll switch over to commercial. All that commercial property is going to go back to the banks. Their balance sheets are a disaster as it is. The 19 banks, probably at least 3/4 of them are bankrupt. That they're being kept alive by the Fed because they're members of the Illuminati. You have this, there was another statistic I was going to give you. It just slipped my mind when I got off into that.
Well, certainly the
gross. Anyway, I'll think of it later, but what's that?
No, you're going to say the gross domestic product, you know, it was, has been down. It was down the 4/4 of last year. It was down the 1/4 of this year rather dramatically. And it certainly doesn't look like it's going to do any better for the 2/4 this year. In other words, it may not fall as dramatically as it did at the end of at the 4/4 of last year, but the gross domestic product, which is how they really measure the economy, is certainly almost in a free fall.
It is. And commercial real estate is what I was talking about before. And I did mention those figures already as far as GDP. The commercial real estate, what these banks were doing is that they were, let's say that we came by and we wanted to buy a million-dollar building or $100 million, it doesn't make any difference. And we said to the bank, we want to buy that building. And they say, okay, go buy it. Here's the price. They bought the building for the buyers, and they gave them a 5-year loan, interest only. Nothing down. I mean, what could they have been thinking of? I mean, did they really want to go bankrupt?
Well, you don't have to worry about one of the major banks because the American taxpayers are going to bail you out. And that's just exactly what we're doing. I mean, we're transferring the wealth of the American taxpayers to the major investment banks who've made all sorts of bad investments, and they should, of course, simply be allowed to go bankrupt. We're talking about trillions of dollars, and it's all going to be transferred from the American taxpayers. Go right ahead, Bob.
So you've got the banks further burdened on their balance sheet, which the Federal Reserve...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
October and November and December of last year, they were trying to convince us things were getting worse, which they were, of course. They were getting worse because we believed they were going to get worse, and of course this created an entire change in the outlook of the people. Now they're trying to manipulate our emotions, get us invested in the stock market again, go out and buy a new home, get the homes while they're still low. And of course this is all manipulation because of course we have a long way from the bottom of this market. It's going to go on for a long time, but they're not going to let the American people understand this is all manipulated by the people of great wealth who have a different agenda. Because, of course, they really want to create a world government and destroy the value of the sovereignty of our nation and the value of our currency and destroy the wealth of our people. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Well, our guest is Bob Chapman, who does, 25, 30 hours of talk radio a week. He's probably the only person who does more talk radio than I do. Bob, what sort of response are you getting from these great audiences you have across America?
Well, I think at the beginning, over the last few months, it's been nominal. Kind of the same response I received in programs several years ago, because, you know, people don't know who you are. And what's happening is I'm getting called back on programs, and that's where the real interest comes in, because that's where you develop a following. And I just started to recycle the second time around with the programs that really want to have me, usually hosts that understand things like you do, Stan, and they know the import of what I'm trying to get across. And if they don't want to go as far as I do, that's okay, because I say what they'd like to say, but they don't deal because they'll lose their job. And so I'm kind of a welcome figure on many of these Fox, ABC, NBC programs. And this morning I was on WPIX in Boston, which is the biggest station in New England, for a half hour, and explained the same things we're talking about now. And I had somebody call in chapter and verse before I explained some of the things you've heard this evening like that. Somebody came in and laid it out. And I said, well, gee, that's what I was going to talk about. I want to thank you for coming in, but I agree with what you said. And then I added to it, of course. But there are people out there who understand. And they really go freako when they hear somebody like me on there, because they say, gee, how did they ever let this guy on there? I got to have my friends. I got to call them up and tell them to listen. And so then they write into the station and say, oh, please, have that fellow back. And about a month or a month and a half later, they have you back. And then all of a sudden, they want to have you once a month. And then it goes to twice a month. And that's how it builds.
Well, I'm glad you're getting out there. Somebody had called in, asked if you had any recommendation about Americans thinking of moving overseas. Some people had suggested Costa Rica, Panama, Mexico, Chile. What about these people who say, oh, things are terrible here, I'm going to move overseas? Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. What do you tell these people?
I tell them that the first thing you should do is go Google each one of those locations, whether it's Guadalajara, Panama City, San Jose, Costa Rica, or Santiago, Chile, or Montevideo in Uruguay. You just look at them all, their temperatures, what kind of businesses exist, is it a farming community, how close to the U.S. government is the government of that country, And those kind of things, how much money can you bring in each month? Can you bring gold and silver coins in? Do you have to check in once a year and file papers to get a new visa? Will they let you become a citizen in 5 or 6 years if you'd like to? Do they have a status where you no longer have to check in at the end of 5 years you just get papers filled out that make you an official long-term immigrant. You don't have to check in anymore. There's all kinds of things that you have to learn. And if you're older, it's easier. If you're younger and your kids, it's a hard situation.
Well, do you think it's going to be any safer in other countries than it will be here in the United States?
Yes, I do. I do. It's just every country's different, and nobody's immune. And
hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, go right ahead with your discussion, Bob. You were talking about other countries
right.
It might be safer.
Well, even though there's corruption everywhere, and in Latin America as an example, it's pretty blatant. The rich run everything, and they're all corrupt. And they hide their money offshore. And that's one of the reasons that the countries are so poor, because they don't have the money for development, because somebody's got it over in the Cayman Islands or Bahamas or Bermuda or someplace. And there's also, whether people want to admit it or not, in those countries, there's a lot of racism. Not in the overt form that is found in Europe and the United States, but there's a color line. People of darker skin aren't looked upon as favorably as people with lighter skin, that sort of thing. It's real. And so with the families that live there, they usually get married within their own caste, if you want to call it that. But these are the people who got the money. And unfortunately, the wages are very small for most people in those countries. They live in poverty, there's no question. And even people who have half-decent jobs, a bank manager only makes $1,500 a month throughout Latin America. And that's a good salary. The average person makes probably about $500 a month. It ranges anywhere from $300 to $800, so it's about $500. And, I mean, the cost of living is probably, depending upon the country and et cetera, it ranges anywhere between 20 and 40% less than in the United States. In other words, most places, if you like steak, you can get a ribeye steak in a local restaurant, not some expensive place. In a local restaurant, you can get one for $7 or $7.50 or $8. There are places you can go in the same city and get one for $22, but they're still the same steak. And so if you don't have to or don't want to go into expensive places, there's lots of places to eat that are inexpensive. Usually fresh vegetables and foods are very inexpensive. The buses are very inexpensive. With the exception of certain countries, gasoline is about the same or less. It all depends on whether they produce
oil. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Bob Chapman, and he's with the International Forecaster, and so I'm going to let Bob tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster if they'd like to. I certainly take the publication. I look forward to it coming twice a week, a fascinating source of information you're not going to get elsewhere. Our telephone number here, if you'd like to talk to Bob, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Bob, why don't you tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster?
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We produce the email version on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 35 or 40 pages. And we have a hard copy for those who are not on the Internet. It goes out twice a month. You can get a free introductory copy by going to our site, theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. If you'd like to email us, that address is Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. That's Bob at intforecaster.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine, Krista. All sorts of fascinating things and tragic things are happening. Certainly Chrysler's gone into bankruptcy. And, of course, the union is going to get most of the value of the company. The Fiat, they're going to give Fiat Motor Company, which, of course, is a run by people associated with the Trilateral Commission. Bob calls them the Illuminati. But the vice chairman of Fiat is certainly a member of the Trilateral Commission. And certainly the people who run our government come from the Trilateral Commission. 11 of them are in key positions, literally every key position in the Obama administration, including 5 people in our State Department, come from this small group with only 87 Americans in it, and yet they are running the Obama administration. And so they're going to turn Chrysler over to Fiat. Well, of course, some of the people, the state of Indiana, had actually invested some $42 million in Chrysler bonds, and they are only being offered about $5 million in return for them, and they're trying to block the sale. Well, the administration, which has no right to interfere in this, this is a legal matter, it should be handled by the bankruptcy court, but we no longer have a rule by law in America. The administration is running everything, and they've simply, this case has gone to the Supreme Court, they're trying to prevent the Supreme Court from interfering to determine whether this is legal, and they say, oh, this thing's, we've got to get this thing through by Monday. We cannot possibly allow the Supreme Court to look at this. Why the world's going to fall apart, the sky's going to collapse, you know, there's going to be blood running in the streets. We have to get this through immediately. And they're using fear to try to simply circumvent the rule of law, because these people don't believe in the rule of law. They believe that the elite should determine what's going to happen. The same thing is happening basically with General Motors. We say, well, Obama says, I don't want to run General Motors, and yet they put a 31-year-old man just out of business school in charge of General Motors. They have put him there. They forced the board out. They forced the CEO of General Motors out. They put a 31-year-old in charge of distributing the assets of General Motors. Of course, apparently, they've actually put the Saturn division up for sale. Apparently, it's going to be sold. Why didn't they put Chrysler up for sale? Lots of people would have bid on it. Instead of giving it without any money, compensation at all, to a foreign manufacturer. Of course, we're going to do everything we can to transfer something like $50 billion to General Motors, because they're developing their plants all throughout the rest of the world, and we're going to fund the transfer of American jobs to foreign countries. But we can't tell the American people that. We can't tell the American people that General Motors is making lots of money over in China, the best year they've ever had, where they have some 8 different plants in communist China and in Russia and in their plants in Brazil, and they're doing very well there. So why are we giving them all American money? It's a transfer of the wealth of the American people to General Motors so they can build their plants overseas and take our jobs overseas. And the average American has no idea what's going on, because nobody's going to tell them. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Bob, I'd like your comments and your thoughts on these two bankruptcies, great American corporations, that are being handled illegally by our own administration.
Well, you hit the nail on the head with Chrysler. It's a giveaway to Fiat, and how they arbitrarily just gave the country, a company, away, and then at the same time arbitrarily shut this deal down and that let that dealer stay and that sort of thing. And I think that Chrysler should have been allowed to go bankrupt probably around 7 years ago. Daimler was stupid. They wouldn't do what they did, and they had to pay for it dearly. And I think perhaps there were a lot of politics to that. And with the General Motors, if you think that you've seen something with Chrysler. GM's going to be a battle royal. And you've got the retirement plan, which has essentially been stolen. And under the ERISA Act, they can't do that. And so there's going to be a big fight over that. And then the bondholders are going to fight like the state of Indiana has in regard to the bonds. In normal bankruptcies, you have a key trustee, and he and others decide who's going to get what. And the first group paid the bondholders, and the second group is the note holders as well as the suppliers to that industry. And if there's any money left over, the attorneys steal it all. And they call it fees. But anyway, that's usually the way it works. Well, our governments come in and say, well, the bondholders get next to nothing, as you just explained about Chrysler in the state of Indiana. And the note holders, in the case of General Motors, now you get two firms, and that is J.P. Morgan Chase, and the other one is Goldman Sachs, and they lent money to General Motors like other people did. And they're going to get 100% of their lended notes back, and that's $6 billion. And nobody else is getting that. And so you see this illuminous cronyism, and that's exactly what it is. And so everything is totally unfair. And how can we solve that? Well, keep them tied up in court indefinitely, number one. And number two, pass legislation that would impose tariffs on goods and services coming into the United States.
That would mean that General Motors couldn't bring the cars that they manufacture in China.
That's right, isn't it?
To undercut our own jobs.
Isn't that terrific?
Right.
And they have to build them in America.
Right, but they don't want them to build in America. The real plan of the globalists who run things is to transfer our manufacturing overseas, and that's why they don't want tariffs. That would make it, unprofitable to bring the products that General Motors manufactures in China and in South America into the United States. So, they want this. They want to do away with American jobs, but they're certainly not going to tell the American people that.
Well, what's going to happen is going to be forced upon them. And they just don't know that yet. And they're scared. And that was borne out 3 weeks ago at the Bilderberger meeting when they said, hey, this thing looks like it's getting out of control. You know, even though FEMA is going to bring in foreign troops if they're needed in America. Let me tell you something. The minute a country sends foreign troops into America, they'll have a revolution in their own country. Because there's too many countries that don't like the kind of government that they got by rich people and keep on screwing them. And so, what is the answer to that? Well, if you send out 30,000 troops from Argentina and we only have 10,000 left, well, maybe the government will get overthrown. And then, even if you send them, can you imagine the reaction of Americans who have 450 million weapons, 80 million people who have been trained for combat? Can you imagine the reaction that they're going to have when they see guys running around with blue helmets on? They're going to wipe them out. They don't stand a chance.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob, I hope you're right, but we saw what happened, in Katrina, where of course they engineered that whole episode as far as New Orleans was concerned, and then they brought in their Blackwater mercenary, professional, mercenaries, and they had them going around door to door taking guns away from the people in New Orleans. We weren't allowed to send in our American forces. They were bringing in these, and then they were going door to door collecting guns. But the fact that they were no outcry because they were bringing in paid mercenaries from Blackwater and to patrol the streets of New Orleans, and we don't talk about that much anymore, but the people accepted it, and the people who didn't, they got roughed up by these thugs.
Well, for the most part, you are in poor neighborhoods with people with no education, and they might have had a gun or two around, and most of them have never been trained. You know, you go to Sioux City, Iowa, you know, South Dakota, you know, Kansas, people aren't going to put up with that. They're just not going to be herded around by a bunch of troops, whether they're foreign or whether they're mercenaries. And, you know, I don't know whether mercenaries think about these kind of things, but you're looking at a force of perhaps, including law enforcement, of 4 million people, maybe 5 in the United States. And maybe they'll bring in another 5 million. That's 10 million people. There's 40 million people who will challenge them. That's 4-to-1 odds against them. And if all 80 million do it, that's 8-to-1. Do they really want to face that? I mean, these guys all know how to shoot. And women, too, for that matter. I don't think so.
Well, I hope it never comes to that sort of thing, because I certainly...
That's where it's headed, unless something happens.
Well, my concern...
And that's why I spent 3 months on the radio pushing Ron Paul's campaign for 1207, the Federal Reserve Transparency Act of 2009, to get it passed, to stop the Fed. Fed is the nucleus of their power.
Well, I think what people have to understand is that the Federal Reserve is a privately owned central bank. It's owned by the major banks, certainly J.P. Morgan, Chase, Goldman, Sachs, Citigroup, certainly these major banks have owned the Federal Reserve System, which owns our government. The government doesn't determine financial policy. Congressmen and senators are simply there as figureheads. The policies are laid out by Ben Bernanke and Mr. Geithner, and they both are part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Mr. Geithner comes from the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. The Bilderbergers, the Group of 20, certainly was trained by Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger is the master Machiavelli behind all this, who wrote recently about the fact that the world had two choices, either the new international order or chaos, and they intend to create the chaos, so we'll accept the international order. And his protege, Timothy Geithner, is certainly one of the major architects of everything bad going on, not only in the Bush administration, but in the current administration. So I think that people have to understand that nothing as it appears to be. They're not trying to solve the problem, and we have to get rid of this privately owned central bank, because the people who run this bank and own the bank have no loyalty to America. They're globalists. They want a one-world government, and they intend to destroy this country, and they will do it, unless, of course, we can get them exposed. And that's why this House Resolution 1207 is so important. Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about this very important resolution and the groundswell of support that's developing for this legislation that, of course, the major media is keeping completely silent because they don't want the American people to realize that we have any alternatives other than submission to the new fascist society?
Well, I think to understand what it is to audit the Fed. And once they get into audit, they'll find all the things that they're doing they're not supposed to be doing. And then the companion bill to do away with the Federal Reserve will be run through government. Now, Ron Paul, in all those years that he's been in Congress, has never got several people to co-sign any of his bills. They thought he was a madman for many years, probably still do. And now, all of a sudden, they have 190 sponsors and only need 212 votes to get this thing passed. And so the Federal Reserve is up in arms. They never expected anything like this. In fact, when I started a few months ago, there was only 100 co-sponsors. And now there's 190, and hopefully I've been instrumental in helping that. And be as it may, the bill has an excellent chance of passage. And I think that is the case as well in the Senate. And I think that in time, probably the next few months, that it'll come out of committee and go to a House vote. And I'm urging everybody to contact all of the House members and tell them that they want it out of committee. They want you to help sponsor it if you haven't already. And we want you to vote for it so we can get rid of the Fed. because they've caused every financial disaster since 1913. They got the job because the U.S. Treasury Department had made such a mess out of things over the previous 40 years, and they said that they would do away with depressions, panics, and recessions. And, of course, they haven't done that. They've done worse than the Treasury did after the Civil War. And so I would expect that if this passes, and we ought to really go running and gunning for a bill to get passed for tariffs. If we can get the two of them done, we can probably save the economy. If we can't get them done, it's over.
In other words, basically the tariffs would keep General Motors from bringing all the cars in from China and from South America. They're going to be producing theirs. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a scam. And we're giving them $50 billion. We've already given them 20. They're talking about another $30 billion. So that General Motors, which is making lots of money overseas, can begin. What are we doing, the first thing? Well, we're going to leave this down. We're going to start closing plants in America. I thought this was so that we would have more jobs in America. No, ladies and gentlemen, the truth of the matter is we want to have less jobs in America. We want to shift our manufacturing base overseas. We've got to get tariffs. We've got to expose the central bank, the globalists, who have an intense hatred of America and want a one-world government. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, Bob, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I think we saw a day on Wall Street, which was run by the
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-
killed Congressman McFadden back in 1936. Congressman McFadden, chairman of the House Banking Committee, for many, many years, been in Congress 20 years or more. He started talking about what was really going on, and they simply killed him. And you can go up on Wikipedia, look up Senator Congressman McFadden, and you'll tell you the story about two unsuccessful attempts on his life. And then in 1936, why he died, let's put it that way, a nice way to do it. We're not dealing with nice people. If you don't believe this sort of thing goes on, you need to get our 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins, and it tells you how they killed General Patton or how they ordered him killed. It goes into the background of the murder of many key positions. I know certainly we've had a number of people I've interviewed on my programs who have been assassinated, including Gary Webb, who of course had written about the CIA and drugs and ended up shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. He shot himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. William Cooper was a shortwave, actually a radio talk show host, but had on our program in the past, and he was killed by a SWAT team. They always have an excuse why they kill people, but we're dealing with organized evil on a scale that is so difficult for people to understand. Let me suggest our 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins. Our 4-CD set on the execution of Martin Luther King, our 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, along with the book RFK Must Die, and of course Who Killed Bobby? It's written by an Englishman, and there was the Englishman BBC documentary RFK Must Die. Understand that we're not talking about imaginary things. If you want to know about John Fitzgerald Kennedy, how they killed him, we have two excellent 4 CD sets, including an interview with Lyndon Johnson's a mistress, who will tell you all about how Lyndon Johnson and J. Edgar Hoover and Richard Nixon were involved in the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. They didn't do it. They hired the mafia to do it. If you doubt that, the book, of course, we don't carry it, but you can still get it, called Double Cross, written by the brother of the head of the mafia. The book written by Chuck Giancano, brother of San Giancano. You need to understand how the world really works, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, behind that are the powerful spirits of forces that work. We do hope you'll want to get my talk on the Financial Armageddon. The Financial Armageddon, along with the syllabus that goes with it. You want to get our talk on the, Forbidden Secret and the syllabus that goes with that. That's the Forbidden Secret. And then our talk, or the book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, which is probably the best short resume of what's really going on in the world. To understand the finances, of course, we suggest the book Meltdown, certainly by Thomas Wood, explains to you financially what's going on today. Certainly, you'll want to get our newsletters. They are reproduced in our syllabus, the Financial Armageddon syllabus, but you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and pull down our November, December, January, February, March, and April newsletters and read them through very carefully. It contains information you need to have to understand what is really going on in the world today. We carry a book called The Coming Battle. It was written in 1899 by Mr. Walther, who was an attorney, and of course he talked about how the banks were there to take away our freedom. A book written in 1935 by Gertrude Coogan called The Money Creators. I think Amazon has it for $39, but of course it's much less from Radio Liberty. The book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, you need to find out what's going on, and you begin needing to suddenly make your plans accordingly. We have a great 4-tape set called Financial Armageddon. Please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barbara Hansen, and we're going to be talking about adult stem cell research. Now, why would anybody want to spend an hour talking about adult stem cell research? Why? Because it's one of the most exciting fields of medical research in the world today. And there's really so much that can be learned from already what the scientists are learning. A lot of the current medications and things that are being put out by the pharmaceutical industry are really either fraudulent, they're a little better than an aspirin or placebo. But adult stem cell research is one of the most exciting discoveries in medicine since the days I was in medical school. So with that as a background, Barbara, thank you so very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and how you happened to get interested in this?
Well, I'm a patient, so I have to make that very clear from the beginning. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not involved in, excuse me, in the industry. And I'm very croaky by this time of night. I have a terminal lung condition. And I exhausted everything. My doctor, the only thing he could give me was a possibility of a lung transplant. The thought just sent me skating out of his office. I just didn't want to even face that. So I was on a forum with some other people, a COPD forum. That's what I have, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And a man came on there named Nassim, and he was telling about something called stem cell therapy. He said he'd had one foot in the grave, and his daughter had urged him to go have treatment in Argentina, which he did, and he was now feeling so much better, he couldn't believe what had happened to him. Well, the people on this forum just thought he was a con artist, threw him off, but there was a small group of us that was very, very interested in what he had to say. We got together, called ourselves the Pioneers, and the rest is kind of history because we now have a forum. I co-founded it with the lady that actually went with me to get stem cell therapy the first time I had it. And it's called the Stem Cell Pioneers. We advocate stem cell treatments of all types, and most of all, adult stem cell treatments. We think this is the safest type of thing. It's your own stem cells from your own body. And what I've had lately was two different treatments for it. It's called autologous, and that means from your own body.
Well, why did you tell me, first of all, where did you have to go to get the treatment?
Well, unfortunately, the only type of autologous treatment that's legal here in the United States is simply you take it out, say you have a bone marrow extraction, take out the stem cells. You cannot manipulate them whatsoever, then the doctor has to put them right back in. Well, for most of us, that's not clinically relevant. It's not going to help us. So in order to get something that's really going to help you, you're going to have to leave the country. More often than not, for someone with lung disease from the U.S., they'll end up in Mexico. It's just because it's closest. We don't have a choice. The FDA has right now, they've declared our own stem cells to be drugs. And we're fighting that with an organization, a grassroots organization that a doctor founded here from Colorado. That's where I'm from. And it's called the American Stem Cell Therapy Association. And I would like to urge everyone listening tonight to join that organization. We have to get this situation rectified and get treatment legalized here in the United States.
And I think it's so vitally important for people to understand that the Federal Drug Administration, which supposedly are here to help us, suppressed so many very effective treatments, cancer treatments, stem cell treatments, other treatments, and, of course, has allowed so many things to be given to the American people that are hazardous to our health.
Absolutely. Now,
Barbara, you go ahead. Now, did you go to Mexico or South America? Where'd you go?
I went to Mexico. And like I said, not by choice. I would much rather stay right here in Colorado and have it done, which is the way it should be. There's other locations throughout the world, some safe, some not so safe. When the first time I went, I was a babe in the woods. I had no clue what I was doing, getting anything else. And I ended up getting a treatment that probably wasn't very safe. I became extremely ill right after the treatment, maybe a week after I got home. I collapsed at the time of infusion. So you see, there's problems leaving the U.S. unless you really know your doctor or the clinic. And that's one thing that our Stem Cell Pioneers Forum attempts to do. We try to weed out the good from the bad. We don't have affiliations with any of the clinics, but we know which doctors are doing a good job and which ones aren't.
Well, now, basically, what do? They extract your stem cells from your marrow, and then, of course, do they put them into culture to try to get them, say, to begin moving towards becoming a normal, lung cells? Is this how it works?
Well, for someone with lung disease, yes. There's going to be, new discoveries are coming along every single day. Lung disease, unfortunately, is one of the most complicated ones. They're just now discovering certain kinds of lung cells that are going to help us. If you just simply take out your marrow, put it back in, you're probably going to get a great boost, maybe get rid of your arthritis or something, but you're not going to reverse your lung disease. So when you cut your cells, you can do it for different reasons. One would be to expand the number of cells you're going to get. As we age, we lose stem cells. We lose the number we have. So if you extract cells that, there's not very many of them to begin with, then what do you have to put back in? Nothing really clinically relevant. So a lab or the doctor will take and culture it in a media that expands the number of cells that can be put back into you. And that makes the whole treatment more relevant. Otherwise, why bother? And that's what we're trying to tell the FDA.
Well, I first you can try to tell them all you want to, but I really believe there are people there who have a different worldview, and I don't think they're going to change their policies, but I hope that you can so embarrass them that they will be forced to allow people to get effective treatment here. Now, first of all, they culture the cells, but then do they try to direct the pluripotential capacity of these cells into certain specific cell lines for the... Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment here.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barbara has a tremendous story. She went to Mexico. The first treatment really wasn't very effective because a person going there really doesn't know who the good doctors are and who the bad doctors are, and this is what the group that the pioneer group that she's affiliated with in Colorado is trying to do, is direct people where they can get the treatment that they are not allowed to get in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, because the Federal Drug Administration says you can't do it. Now, basically, what Barbara was saying is that they take the cells, they extract them from the bone marrow. How long does it take to grow and increase the number of cells, and then to direct them towards the type of permanent cell that you need?
Well, Dr. Stan, it's not just from the marrow. There's other methods, too. There's peripheral blood. I mean, there's different methods.
All right, fine. Well, you give us all of the information, because we're dealing with people out there and the listening audience who probably never heard most of this about these truly miraculous treatments that are not allowed in America. Go right ahead.
Well, they are allowed in America, though. I need to clear that up. But they cannot have any manipulation done to them. So no growth factors, no nothing. Okay, just straight out, pull them out, put them back in, okay? That is legal.
But it really doesn't work. It really doesn't work, does it?
Pardon?
It really doesn't work very effectively.
Well, that's what I was saying. Right. If you get older, especially, you don't have that much coming out, so you're not going to have that much to put back in.
So basically, then, they use growth factors to really then increase the number of adult stem cells?
That's correct. That is correct. And that's what's going to make the thing clinically relevant. That's what's going to help you.
And then how long does it take to grow those cells and then to direct them to the point where they will be effective in countering your illness?
The last treatment I had was peripheral blood, and it was about a three-day situation. Different laboratories, different things. You don't want to over-culture them. That gets on the technical side for me. Different laboratories, though, are going to do it different ways. So there's no set thing. Like, you don't say, okay, we're going to do this, bake a cake for, you know, an hour. It's not like that. And each process or each laboratory, each doctor may have a different method.
All right, fine.
Stem cell therapy is in its infancy. We have to understand that. And right now, people are trying to figure out what's the best method of delivery, what's the best media to culture in, what's the best method for this and that and the other thing. So it's not like there's a set process everywhere you go. I mean, that's what the big fight is, to find out the best thing for every single disease that there is, the best way to do it.
Well, now, of course, when they inject this back into you, do you just give a regular IV, or do they do some sort of selective catheterization so these would go directly into the lung, where this is where you really want them?
Well, exactly. That's one method, catheterization, which I'm extremely interested in. I have not had it yet myself, but it is available out of the country. IV, I've had that. Nebulized. So again, the delivery method back into you is different, and they're still trying to figure out what's going to be the best.
Have you have you had several different types of treatment then?
I've had one peripheral blood, two bone marrow, and one umbilical cord.
Are you actually better than you were?
I have not lost any lung function. I was declining about 5% per year prior to treatment. So to not lose any, to me, is progress. I've actually gained 2%. Now, somebody might say, well, that's not worth anything. It is when you're declining at a rate of 5%, believe me. I feel better. I used to live on the couch. I got every kind of illness that ever came around. I've had pneumonia I can't tell you how many times. A normal person, a cold for them is maybe a week. For me, it would be 3 months. I don't have that anymore. I'm not cured by any means. But again, I'm very, very hopeful for the future of what they're finding out. The catheterization method into the lungs would be wonderful. Better cells, I mean, to find more lung, different kinds of lung cells to give you. I mean, there's just all kinds of exciting things going on right now.
Well, my understanding, and perhaps I'm sure you must be looking at all aspects of this, that they're really doing some amazing things as far as the heart is concerned, because, of course, when you have a myocardial infarction, what you're really talking about is the death of a portion of the wall of the heart.
Absolutely.
And they can replace that heart muscle with these adult stem cells. Have you are you evaluating all these different aspects of this?
Yes. Our forum addresses all diseases. Anyone that has a disease that wants to get on there, we'll work with the professionals that work with our forum, try to get them answers, and to the best of their knowledge, you know, the professionals aren't trying to sell anyone on a certain thing. They're researchers, they're PhDs. We have an exciting group on there. And I do need to invite people to look at our forum and join it and ask away if they have individual questions. You know, needs and questions, because there's so much going on. I mean, it's not just lung disease, it's not just heart disease, it's all kinds of things, orthopedic, everything, diabetes. I mean, there's just a long list of things that adult stem cells are showing great promise to help with.
All right, now, is the research being done in the United States at the present time, or is most of the research being done in other countries?
We have a fair amount of research going on here. Unfortunately, we lost 8 years with embryonic stem cell research, but I think that there's so much more information going on with adult stem cells, more research with that, that let's forget about that, but let's move on now rapidly, trying to catch up to the rest of the world and get on with it. There's just one delay after the other.
Well, no,
I think a lot of it is the FDA, honestly, is tied in with big pharmaceuticals, and they don't want us to be cured with our own stem cells.
Well, it's a pretty strong statement, but I really agree with you. And any of our listeners, we carry a wonderful book. It's called What You Should Know About the Drug Companies. It really gets into the FDA. It's written by the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, the former research on the staff at Harvard University. She wrote a book about the drug companies and the FDA and the interlock between them. She would not even come onto our program because she'd come under so much persecution. But What You Should Know About the Drug Companies by Dr. Marshall Angel will verify exactly what Barbara's talking about, not about stem cells, but about what is really happening as far as the pharmaceutical industry and the corruption of the government regulation, certainly of pharmaceuticals. Now, Barbara, are these doctors you're dealing with in Mexico, are these American-trained doctors? Are some of these American doctors, they mostly Mexican doctors or what?
No, for the most part, they're American-trained. They also have practices here in the United States. But when they get a patient that needs stem cell treatment, they have to leave the country to go treat them. It's ridiculous. We have patients on our forum, and I know there's millions of Americans in the same situation that are even too ill to travel outside the U.S., so the FDA has virtually given them a death sentence. That's all there is to it.
Well, but they've done that with the cancer as far as suppressing cancer treatments, too. So
it's
unconscionable.
But these are our own stem cells. This is really irritating. They're in our bodies. Every one of us has stem cells. And, I mean, they're trying to consider these a biological drug.
Right.
And they did this by changing one of their regulations without allowing for public comment. And that's where the real kicker comes in. They can't do this by law. Congress says they have to offer the public the opportunity to comment on any change in regulation. Well, they didn't do that. So ASTA, A-S-C-T-A is for short, American Stem Cell Therapy Association, we're going after that. We want public comment. So we need to get thousands and thousands of people to comment and tell the FDA that this is not right. They can't just change this. They can't have that authority. Congress never gave it to them to just change regulation.
Well, I certainly agree that they can't do it, but they've done it because,
of course,
the trouble is that many of these people feel they're above the law. They are the law, and they will determine what's right for us common folks. Now, basically, do you know anything at all about how effective this might be with as far as the cardiac? Because this is something that affects so many people. Of course, the lung does as well, but the people with bad hearts, they're facing the only thing that can be done is a cardiac transplant. And, of course, then you have to take your anti-rejection drugs. Your life. Do you know anything at all about how effective the stem cells are for people with myocardial damage?
Well, I personally do not have that disease, but just from working with people on the forum and hearing from other patients, for most heart disease, yes, you're going to see vast improvements, but not all. The interesting thing about treating heart disease is that the doctors that were doing it also found that it increased the lung function of these patients.
Really?
So that's how lung disease got thrown in there. So, I mean, there are just lots and lots of clinicals here in the U.S. already for heart disease. The problem with a clinical is you may or may not get in. You may get a placebo. You may not have the time to wait. And so, again, you're out of the country if you really want to get treatment now. But it's well worth it. Why sit around and do nothing except, you're going to die, that's it, from a nasty disease, and you have an opportunity to change that, live a decent life, then stem cells to me is the natural option. I don't want to be on drugs forever. I'm at the end stage of my disease anyway. There's nothing else for me to do. A lung transplant in this country costs between $300,000 and $400,000. Then, like you said, with a heart transplant, it's the same with a lung transplant, you're on anti-rejection drugs the rest of your life. It's not a life, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it really isn't. And it's really the miraculous things that are happening. And it's not. We can talk about stem cell research for neurological damage. There have actually been people who have been paraplegic or quadriplegic have actually been able to actually get up and move around again. You're not hearing about this in the major media. This is why we actually asked Barbara to come on with us, because there is so much going on in, out there in the field of adult stem cell research. The information is being totally covered up by the major media. I wonder why. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, Barbara, how expensive are the treatments if you have to go?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
That will help you. And then, of course, it's all on an experimental basis. At least the people in Mexico know what they've been doing, and they've been doing this for some time. Are they doing it in lots of other countries? You mentioned Argentina. What about Europe? Are they way ahead of us over there as well?
Not as much as you would think. There is a facility in Germany. Dominican Republic has a facility. Peru, Singapore, I mean, there's Thailand. It's almost everywhere but the U.S., to tell you the truth.
Well, now, of course, what sort of a growth factor do they use to stimulate these cells? And certainly we know that maybe they might have a few hundred stem cells to begin with. How many do they end up by the time they finish growing them? How rapidly do they reproduce?
Honestly, that's something that's science that I couldn't answer for you.
Is there any doctors here in the United States who really could discuss this subject intelligently? Because I think it's a vitally important subject.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one nice thing about our forum. If you have a question like that, you pose it, we send it off to the doctors, and they'll give you an answer, almost overnight usually.
Well, now, do we have some doctors who are really excited and really working at this here in the United States?
Well, Dr. Centeno, Chris Centeno from Broomfield, Colorado, actually started ASCTA. He does orthopedic work, and yes, he's very excited about it, as are many other doctors.
How would this be applicable to orthopedics, since I was an orthopedist for 35 years and of course, 5 years of training before that? So how actually would adult stem cell research help an orthopedic surgeon?
By repairing the blood, repairing tissue. He works with a lot of sports figures, for instance. They take their elbow or whatever and get it out of shape playing baseball or something. Instead of having major surgery anymore, you'll get a stem cell injection.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is. It's awesome.
It really, of course, what you're doing would be regenerating the tissues and bringing the youth back to them.
Yeah.
Well, our telephone number out there, if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question for Barbara, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question on this. But this is one of the most exciting things going on in medicine today. And when was the last time you saw it covered on 60 Minutes? Or have you had much in the way of major publicity from the major networks?
CNN was the last one. We have to be very careful because, honestly, some of the media is just wanting to tear this down. CNN actually cornered one of the doctors that, he's a great doctor. I've had treatment from him. His name is Dr. Feinerman. He works with a neurosurgeon in Peru. And CNN told him that they wanted to do an interview about stem cell procedures. And instead, they just blindsided him and started to call him a quack and anybody that left the USA, you know, this is wrong, wrong, wrong. They actually issued a statement that said patients should not get any stem cell treatments that are not FDA approved and they should not leave the United States. Well, to the best of my knowledge, I do not know of any FDA approved stem cell treatments in the United States for most disease. So I guess what they're telling us is to stay home and die.
Well, I think that's exactly what they're saying. Yeah. Of course, until you understand the media as well as I do, and I've been studying it for 47 years, it's very difficult to understand this psychology, this mentality. Well, I think when you understand them, you'll understand why they're putting that message out. Are there any restrictions as far as going to other countries for an American citizen?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
All right, fine. So people are going, and certainly do you know a number of other people who've been left the country to get a treatment, and how have most of them done?
Well, there's thousands of people that have gotten treatment. This is another point that we try to make. They've gotten successful treatment. They've gotten safe treatment. It's not like people are coming back with horror stories when we're using your own stem cells. There's no problem. There's no rejection. There's no safety issues for the most part. But again, you need to find a reputable doctor, a reputable clinic. We're one of the only forums that I know that actually is patient moderated. We try to weed them out because there are some real sleazeballs out there, and I don't deny that. But at the same time, there are people, dedicated doctors out there that are trying to save our lives. They're doing a darn good job of it. I mean, they're treating ALS, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, spinal cord injury, stroke, all kinds of things.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment with Barbara. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, back here, and of course our guest is Barbara Hansen. We're talking about adult stem cell research, a very and vitally important subject which we probably haven't been spending enough time with. We've talked to some of our friends in the past about this, but I think we need to do a lot more research into this subject and hopefully, of course, begin to get people to understand the amazing capacity. You know, have any of the people that you've been in touch with had any improvement as far as their ALS, anterior lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, or
Absolutely.
Spinal cord injury? Because you'd like to tell us a little bit about that.
ALS is a very exciting one because in the past, basically, improvements would be seen and then they would be lost again. And recently, we've had one of the clinics in Mexico, it's called Nepsis, that has actually shown some real improvement in ALS patients. I mean, it's exciting. We're following them on our Stem Cell Pioneers Forum. This has never happened before. I mean, that's a disease that's just horrible if anyone knows anything about it. You really end up eventually with a good brain and you can't move any part of your body. You can't, you know, it's awful. Horrible, horrible disease. You don't get...
Hold that thought, Barbara. We'll be right back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess as Barbara Hansen, we're talking about adult stem cell research. And before we go on, Barbara, would you like to get your website out? How can people get in touch with you?
Okay, they can go to www.stemcellpioneers.com. And that's pioneers plural. So www.stemcellpioneers.com.
All right, fine, and then they can go get information, get contact with you. What about, and for instance, if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to talk to Barbara, have a question, a comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. I just want to get the numbers out in case people want to call 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Barbara.
My stem cell mate, her name's Janine, and I got treatment at the same time. When we got home, I'm telling you, there was no one to ask anything of. We couldn't find anything in the media back in 2007. It was like no man's land. So my son, Darren, decided to give us the forum, and that's what it's all about. We want to support patients that have had treatment or are thinking about treatment. We want to be able to invite professionals, medical and otherwise, onto the forum to answer questions. We have a monthly feature called Ask the Doctor or Ask the PhD, Ask the CEO, whatever, you know, pertains to that month. And it's just a great way for patients to feel more comfortable about stem cell therapy without having to have a lot of sales hype. We just don't allow that on there.
Well, somebody had asked about the juvenile diabetes. This is a horrible disease. It certainly, children are born that they call it type 1 diabetes, but they have defects in their islets of Langerhans in the pancreas, and they just don't produce adequate insulin. Now, of course, that's entirely different than adult onset diabetes, which, of course, is type 2 diabetes, where, of course, they make plenty of insulin. It's just that the body doesn't seem to respond to it. But what about juvenile diabetes? Is there any hope for these patients?
There is hope. However, right now, type 2 diabetes, like you said, adult type, is being treated. The child's, I think there's research going on with that. Some research is embryonic stem cell research into it. You're going to see that happen, though. You really are. But at this point, I could not tell you if anyone was treating that. We would have to ask around.
All right, fine. But
not that I'm aware of at this point.
But of course, patients can go to into Mexico and get treatment. What about the Russians? Are they doing anything along this line?
Well, they are, but it's kind of scary for the most part. They've had some kind of disasters using some fetal stem cell cocktails. And quite truthfully, I just don't want to go there.
All right, so you feel much more comfortable in certainly in Mexico or perhaps here.
Well, with doctors that I know are U.S. trained, you know, that's something that you have to look at. You need to make sure there's a good physician that you can get a rapport with. The first company I went to, it was basically the CEO running the show, That's not what you need. You know, you've got to be careful where you go. It's your safety you have to be concerned with. You don't want to just throw your money down the drain. So research, research, research.
And you've done a lot of that research for the people then, haven't you?
Yes, a lot.
And I think this is vitally important. This is certainly an asset that we need to have readily available, and so it'll be available for our listeners. In fact, we hope to put together a four-tape set on stem cells so people will know more about this. And, Chris, really, it's probably one of the most exciting things to come on for a long period of time. And what they've done is they deferred our attention to all sorts of arguments back and forth on fetal cells. But it would take many years to get to the point where they are with adult stem cell research. Adult stem cell therapy works, and we've had a number of reports through the years about this. Now, you were mentioning, of course, Lou Gehrig's disease, a progressively fatal neurological disease for which there was really no hope of escape. What about things like multiple sclerosis? What about people with traumatic spinal cord injuries? Because one of the things that I was taught in medical school is you have the definitive spinal cord injury and it's not going to get any better. That's it. Once you have it, and if you don't improve within a few weeks, why, that's the way you're going to be the rest of your life. Have you heard any of the stories about people actually being dramatically improved after adult stem cell research?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and you're going to see even more improvements as they, progress with their research and how to do it, how to manipulate the cells better. It's happening. And you're probably not hearing of it here because the first trial that's going to be held is with embryonic stem cells for people with spinal cord injury with the company Geron. I don't know if you've heard of them.
I really don't.
Yeah, and you know, they're already way behind. We've already seen results not with embryonic stem cells. You know, like you said, you said it perfectly. We don't need to go there right now when we've got this other available to us. It's like they're stuck in a rut or something. Politicians, the media, everything's towards embryonic. We've got adult stem cells right here, right now. Let's go for that.
Well, tell us a little bit about, you mentioned that you had had a bone marrow stem cells, you had had blood, peripheral blood stem cells, you had had the umbilical cord stem cells. Think about umbilical cord? Is there a place for that? Or do you think we're better off with our own stem cells?
At this point, for me, I'm going to stick with my own. I just think that the potential is better. I'm not interested in having any umbilical cord therapy again.
All right, fine.
But that doesn't necessarily hold true for every disease. Again, it's not one size fits all.
Well, you know, I have heard that actually they have demonstrated to members of Congress that some paraplegic, at least one paraplegic, was improved and could actually walk afterwards. What's that story? Have you ever heard it?
Yes, actually, I think there was three gentlemen from Central America. They are all walking again. We have the story on our forum. Awesome. Just totally awesome. You have to understand, too, a lot of these people have lost things such as bowel control, that type of thing, and they're regaining that also. So it's more than just walking. It's all kinds of things that go with that.
Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have any questions as far as this exciting scientific advance is concerned. We'd love to hear from you, but I think it's vitally important that people understand the implications and the fact that you're not hearing about this from the major media and that it is being actively suppressed by the Federal Drug Administration simply as a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think.
Well, Dr. Stan, that's something where I would really like to ask your listeners to go to www.safestemcells.org. That's where they can sign up to become a member of ASCTA. It's free. It also gives instructions on how to contact the FDA and oppose what they've done. They can't just put this regulation in without getting public comment, and we're demanding public comment. We think we can get enough of the public to say that, you know, this is wrong, And that's what we're going for. So we really need support. We need thousands and thousands of people to do this. And we also need the doctor's support. Because the FDA is going to come in and start controlling all kinds of medical care, and I don't think very many doctors would be very happy with that.
Well, they may not be happy with it, but I really wonder, having been a doctor, having been one of the leaders of organized medicine in California, if the doctors really have the courage to stand for much of anything. But be that as it may, what sort of response are you getting from physicians here when they hear about this? Do any of them contact you to get more information?
We have about 100 doctors on board already. And this is just a new grassroots organization, so that's pretty good. Plus, it was doctors and researchers that came together to put together the guidelines for ASCTA. Everybody's working hard for this. I mean, we have millions of people that are sick in this country, chronically ill, terminally ill. And to tell them that they can't get treatment here, it's criminal almost. It's horrible. And so, yes, they're getting on board. Dr. Centeno, who actually started the movement, he was shocked. He contacted me and he says, gosh, could you, help out with the patients and maybe get a little support for this? He's in the orthopedic treatment. He didn't realize how many of us out there are terminally and chronically ill. He was just absolutely shocked. And I think most physicians might be, unless they work with those kinds of patients on a daily basis.
Well, what does he do with the cells? Does he inject them intra-articular? Does he embolize the areas with a catheter? How does he, for instance, he's got somebody who's a million-dollar pitcher and can't pitch because they've got a sore elbow, and you certainly don't want to do all the orthopedic surgical procedures I was trained in because they're never quite as good afterwards. How does he actually get these cells into that region?
I would have to say he'd put it right into the area involved. But I've got a great idea, and that would be that you should invite him on one of your programs.
Well, I certainly really intend to. I'm probably going to call you later.
He's very fascinating, as are most of the doctors and researchers that we have on our forum, and I think he would be glad to do this.
Well, we'd certainly enjoy part of it. We'd like to give them all the coverage we possibly can.
Sure.
I think it's vitally important that doctors, we have a number of doctors who listen to our programs, and we need to get them educated about this wonderful new advance in medicine. But it's such a tragedy when it is being effectively blocked, and we've got to have people like you and other citizens, just patients out there, clamoring to get the treatment which is needed to relieve suffering and to reverse so many of these terrible chronic and disabling diseases.
That's correct. I mean, look at the ALS patient. What does he have to look forward to? I mean, current treatment is just not getting him anywhere. And yet, stem cells offer so much hope. They are actually getting results at this point. And yet the patient has to be banished to a foreign country to get this. It makes no sense. And this is where the physicians need to get on board. I can't believe a physician would rather, lose his patient than to help him.
Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you. I think it's a very worthwhile undertaking, and what we need to do is get the information out across America, and you're not going to get it out through the regular channels of communication. I'm sure of that. So I think that you're going to have to use the alternative radio, but fortunately, there are millions of people who listen to alternative radio and on many, many subjects, but this is such a vitally important one.
Well, actually, one of my members named Monty pointed me in your direction, and you're right. I mean, he's absolutely right to get it out that way because, you people understand more, I think, than the mainstream type of media. I think that we'll get good support.
Well, Chris, we do have a program there in Colorado. We'll certainly want to get you on our what part of Colorado do you live in?
I live in Denver.
All right, fine. Well, you get into Denver every morning at our 8 o'clock program. I'm not sure whether we get all of Denver, but I know we get a good part of it because we get a good response from that reason.
I think you mentioned that 8 a.m. to me, and I'm a night owl. So.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question about this subject, because it's a vitally important subject, that people need to know more about it because it can affect so many different aspects of the lives of the people. But for the people who have chronic diseases, why really little hope of improvement. Now, what about things like degenerative arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis? Do you know anything about the treatment of those entities?
Absolutely. They're being treated, and they're being treated successfully. One thing that's interesting is if you're getting treatment and you have, say, arthritis or even a large bruise or you've broken your foot or something, stem cells do tend to migrate down to the, you know, point of injury, the latest point of injury. So they do encourage you to not get treatment when you've had, like, an injury like that. Let it heal first. And it is true. My horse actually bit me, and I was going to get treatment. I had this giant bruise on my leg, and I was just so upset because I'd already scheduled. It's in another state. At this time, I was getting just a straight marrow treatment, in and out, nothing fancy, so I could get it in the U.S. And I had to admit that I probably was going to just get my bruise healed for the most part. And boy, within 24 hours, that bruise was gone. It's amazing what they do. But here again, I had already made such plans for the trip. If this treatment had been local, it wouldn't have been that way.
I'm sorry now, but basically, of course, when you had the treatment, your bruise is cleared up overnight?
Right, and that just showed, it just tells me the power of stem cells. It's amazing what it can do. People report their arthritis is gone within a short amount of time. It's just amazing. But again, this is maybe not what you want it to do. Say, I have a lung condition, so I'm not really interested in getting rid of the bruise. But when I've made all these arrangements to make a trip to California or wherever, that's what I'm saying. You just go ahead and go anyway. Maybe I wasn't prepared. Whereas if I could get treatment right here in Colorado, my life would be so much simpler. My life is already complicated due to the fact I have a terminal disease, and I don't need the extra complications brought on by the FDA.
Well, now, do you have one place that you would go back to again? Or you seem to have gone to a number of different places. Is there one place that you don't have to tell us which one it is, but is there one place that you think does such a good job you're going to go back again to them?
Well, actually, I kind of have tried different therapies. As far as the lungs go, we have a real complicated situation. And so being, you know, privy to some information on the forum, I have just tried different clinics, different doctors, and I may even try another one. So it's just something that I'm a pioneer. That's what our name is. We're called Pioneers for a reason.
Well, I'm glad that you're out there and you're going to these various places, and you can perhaps help people avoid going to the bad places and steer them towards the good places.
Well, that's what we're here for. My stem cell mate, Janine, and I also wrote a book. If anyone's interested, it's called Stem Cell Pioneers, and we do list resources in there as well as, helping people on the forum.
Well, I'll talk to you off the air. I'd certainly like to get a copy of the book.
Sure.
It sounds like something that might benefit many of our listeners out there.
Well, it's written by patients. It's the story of the pioneers, and it's just, something on the patient level.
Well, that's all right. I mean, we're not necessarily aiming any of the things we have towards doctors, although doctors can certainly learn a lot from it. What we're trying to do is get people to learn about health and learn how to look after their own health and learn that if you rely upon what the medical profession is telling you, many times you're going to get into trouble. Not that most doctors aren't wonderful people really trying to help, but unfortunately they are limited in what they can do. And I will tell you that having a better traditional practice, practitioner of medicine for many years, there are an awful lot of things I didn't know. I've learned an awful lot since I left medicine. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up our tonight's program with Barbara Hansen on adult stem cell research.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Access to the information you need. Now, we do carry Dr. Russell Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We carry his book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, which you need to know and need to utilize if you have anyone that you know who has cancer. And then his book on excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, going into how they're poisoning us with, and our children, specifically our children, destroying the minds and the brains of our children with aspartame, and MSG, that's in just about almost everything that's pre-prepared you get today. And they know how harmful it is. They know it's carcinogenic. They know that aspartame predisposes children to brain tumors. They know all of these things and how it upsets the endocrine system and the fertility. And that's why, of course, it's been released on the American people. It's not through stupidity, but there really are people who have a different worldview. And if you doubt that, of course, you need to, of course, get our material on planned population reduction, certainly on Nundare College genocide, and certainly on population control. We'll be glad to send you, if you get anything else from us, a copy of my Population Control Agenda monograph. Just request it, the Population Control Agenda monograph. But then, of course, we have a book on magnesium. We have a great DVD, interviews with Dr. Blaylock on the vaccines and brain development. We have another DVD that he put out and called Nutrition and Behavior. And there are many people with psychiatric disorders that have been actually completely cured by changing the diet. And you're not going to hear about this. And most psychiatrists have no idea the importance of diet upon our mental outlook. But nutrition and behavior are very, very important. DVD with Dr. Russell Blaylock. All of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we do hope that you'll get the information. You can go to our website at radioliberty.com and just scroll down over the books and the four tape sets and the Chris books that we offer, the videos. We have a tape set with Dr. Blaylock, Life-Saving Secrets. You want to know about vaccines? They're poisoning our children with vaccines. They know what they're going to do. They know, of course, that the influenza vaccine does a little or no good, and they know it does a great deal of harm. And that's why they're planning on forcing us all to have those vaccines. And you've got to get people prepared now to say no when they tell us we've got to take the vaccines, because you never know what's in it. They put toxic things into vaccines given throughout the world. They knew there was a cancer virus, simian virus 40, in the original polio vaccine. And after they knew it and it had been demonstrated, they continued disseminating it throughout the world. What sort of human being would do something like that? Why, people with a different worldview. So then, of course, we know they put the chloric gonadotropin into the pregnancy vaccines that were given throughout tetanus vaccines given throughout the world to prevent women from getting pregnant, and so they would never be able to enjoy the pleasure of being a mother. And we know that they put mercury into the vaccines, knowing full well its toxic effect. It would produce autism, and they knew it would decrease fertility. If you've never seen our DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. It's Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. Dr. Ayoub's wonderful talk. And you get a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documentation on the subject. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for righteousness, pray for our leaders, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
The night with the light from above, from the mountain to the prairie.